3. This is BBC Radio 3. We're broadcasting between 90 and 93 FM on digital radio and online. It's now 11 o'clock and it's time once more for Lake Junction in its new slot, presented by Fiona Talkington.
two worlds beautifully coming together. Ligeti's String Quartet No. 2 from 1968, the third movement there, followed by Nils Åkerlund and Sigbjørn Appeland from their recent CD, Homage to the 19th Century Norwegian Composer Ole Bull, recorded in the stunning surroundings of Ole Bull's house, Lisøen, in Bergen. Seagulls Never Forget is the title of this rather lovely piece for Chinese Qin and Shao, played here by Deng Hong and Chen Shasha. Thank you. Named after a place in Orkney, that was Midhouse Air by Sir Peter Maxwell Davis, played by the violinist Thomas Tertmeyer and the viola player Ruth Killius. Following on from Deng Hong and Chen Chasha playing Chin and Chao, a piece called Seagulls Never Forget. The Loop Collective's Splice is Alex Bonney playing trumpet and electronics, Robin Finker on sax, Pierre-Alexandre Tremblay playing guitar and electronics, and Dave Smith on drums. Here's a track from their new CD, Lab, called Caffeinated Drinks.
Thank you. choice, conditions turn, and it happens all again.
The sound of Gentle Giant. Actually, I played several tracks of theirs last week, and you've still got time to catch up with that by listening again via the Radio 3 website. That was a track called No Gods, a Man from the album The Power and the Glory from 1974. And before that, a brand new track from Splice called Caffeinated Drinks. Alex Bonney, Robin Finker, Pierre-Alexandre Tremblay and Dave Smith. Coming up at the Barbican in London this weekend is Reverberations, the influence of Steve Reich. Saturday and Sunday from 11 o'clock in the morning at LSO St Luke's and at the Barbican Hall, featuring a really great lineup: the Kronos Quartet, Bang on a Can All-Stars, Owen Pallett, the BBC Symphony Orchestra, the Britten Sinfonia, Eight Blackbird, Clogs, compositions by Reich as well as David Lang, for example, and Lee Rinaldo, Steve Martland, Hauschka's there, and Max Richter too. Lots going on. Well, all of that inspired me to play you Ligeti's piano piece, Self-Portrait, with Reich and Riley, and with Chopin in the background, for two pianos, played here by Alphonse and Alois Kontarski. Thank you. bit of a Jager-Jazzist medley there. That was Grasscut's remix of Jager's Toccata, which I played first of all there by Jager-Jazzist from their One-Armed Bandit album. And Ligeti to begin their self-portrait with Reich and Riley and with Chopin in the background, played by the pianists Alphonse and Alois Kontarski. And the Barbican Steve Reich Weekend Reverberations is this Saturday and Sunday. You'll find full details of all the concerts on the Barbican's website. This is Late Junction here on BBC Radio 3. A cry to God for mercy on Judgment Day, a 17th century setting of the prayer by Thomas Luis de Victoria. Tenebrae and Nigel Short here bringing out the despair, the fear, and some moments of light in the darkness.
Thank you. Oh.
Musicians from Morocco and Spain, the Ibn Baja Ensemble, make the most of the beauty God has given to you. Nils Erklund and Sibion Apelan just before, and a piece called Grow Listening or Dawn. And Victoria's setting of the Liberame Domine, sung by Tenebrae, conducted by Nigel Short. And Nils Erklund, by the way, is appearing with the London Sinfonietta very soon. That's on the 2nd of June. Alvin Curran describes his songs and views of the Magnetic Garden as a kind of place, somewhere where all his musical experiences come together. Taped found sounds from nature, along with instruments and studio resources, and he says it brings together his European and his American experiences as well. In Walked the Way Home and Gli Scariolanti, we hear high wires in Sardinia, swallows in Rome, bees, fountains and frogs. Thank you.
Thank you.
The Sardinian Tenores di Bitti, following on from Alvin Curran's Songs and Views of the Magnetic Garden. Songs about homesickness and travel are on a CD by Tella Bossa, Berlin-based experimental musicians Chico Mello and Nicolas Busman, who are equally at home with the Brazilian musical heritage as they are with electronica.
Em cima do piano tem um copo de veneno. Dentro do piano tem um pouco de amor. Do lado do piano a cantora solta o véu. Debaixo do piano thank you.
the imaginative duo of Tele Bossa, Chico Mello and Nicolas Bussmann. I'd broken the rules of modernism and thought it was time to break my own rules. Philip Glass on his Music in 12 Parts, written in the early 1970s. He throws in a 12-note row in this, the final section, underpinning what he called a tonal riot of repetition, all the things he said textbook 12-toners shunned.
Thank you.
The final section of Philip Glass's Music in 12 Parts. To end tonight, the Martin Basiłewski trio from Poland, who have a new CD just out, full of the elegance and imagination we've come to expect of them. Martin Basiłewski plays piano, Sławomir Kukiewicz plays bass, and Michał Mickiewicz on drums. This is a track called Night Train to You. And Late Junction will be back tomorrow night at 11 o'clock. Hope you can join me then. Till then, good night. Thank you.
Hello, I'm John Shea. This is Music Through the Night on BBC Radio 3, and for the next couple of hours, the music is mostly medieval, centred around a concert from the Regensburg Early Music Festival in June 2009. La Rota presented a programme from the time of Philippe IV, the French king known as Philippe the Fair. He ruled from 1285 to 1314, and he is remembered for strengthening his own government and his almost constant conflict with the papacy. During his lifetime, French musical and intellectual culture flourished, as the many surviving manuscripts from the period testify. This first song is sung by a woman who's trying to keep her spirits up while she waits for the man she loves to return from pilgrimage.
Thank you. don't smile.